the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I'm Faye Davis, and I always say I'm super excited because I just am. I'm an excitable person. I'm here today with Gretchen Slink, who is one of my coworkers on the Southwest Michigan First side, which is the Consultant Connect team offices with. And Gretchen leads all of our leadership programming, leadership development type content. And she is going to share with us some really awesome insights about habits, the effect that energy has on habits, the habit creation cycle. And because we have a ton to talk about, we are going to split it up into two episodes so that we can really set the stage and then bring home the message. So, Gretchen, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks awesome. For having me, Faye.
I'm so excited that you're here. I know this is a little different from what you normally do. You're used to live and in-person audiences, and the fact that recording, you know, we're recording this is a little bit different. So, love that you said yes, and love that we get to talk through these things. So, you know, let's just kind of dive in. We're, like I said, we're going to talk about the role of energy and why we need to understand energy before we can really dive into our habit systems. So can you kind of kick us off just to set the stage? What is a habit?
Sure. Just a definition. Straight up. Okay. So a habit is something that you do on the regular, right? It's a regular tendency or practice. It's a behavior pattern that's almost involuntary. So it's automatic. It's something you don't have to think about. It would feel kind of weird to not do it. And one of the best definitions I feel like I've heard of a habit is when it's no longer something you do, but it's just who you are.
Mm, yeah. I love that.
Me too.
I love that. So habits, you were just saying it, you know, habits impact our lives. It's no longer what you do. It's who you are. So one new habit could really impact the trajectory toward a new goal. And we often misstep and focus on like time and stress management rather than a different concept, which should be the driving force in habit creation. So that's going to be the focus of today's conversation. So Gretchen, can you elaborate a little bit on what I am talking about here?
Sure. So let me back up a little bit and just think about this idea of energy and habits. So I've been studying habit creation and building great habits for leadership and for wellness for quite some time. I've been doing this work in leadership development for 4 years, but prior to that, I'm a mental health professional for 10 years. And so it's always been really interesting for me professionally. But then selfishly, this idea of habit creation and energy is really interesting to me on a personal level of just figuring out, you know, what are the ways that I could manage all of the things on the to-do list and all the responsibilities and with work. And as I started having children, it's just a lot. And I just started wanting to fix that a little bit of how I was existing in my own life. And so personally, I started a mission to figure out like what habits either make it easier or harder to just do everyday life. And of course, in that went to things like, okay, what are some different techniques for time management? Or how could I be managing my stress a little bit better? Or what are all the ways that might make life feel more manageable? And through that personal journey and the research, I mean, really both personally and professionally, it kept coming back to this idea of energy management.
Yeah.
And not so much like, oh, I don't need a better calendar system. I don't need more stress management techniques. Those are important and they are necessary in the recipe, but they're not maybe the golden nugget. When I started thinking about energy and how to manage energy, a whole new world opened up to me. And I'll just give this one example. Let's say you work out or you're going for a run, right? You can run a mile and sometimes run a mile and you feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can run a mile and you feel like you have heavy sausages.
You're dying.
Packaged in tight pants.
Help me. Yes.
Like you can't make it just. So the feeling. So you might be doing the exact same thing, but it can feel very different. And I think it comes to energy within those actions. And so we started studying how does energy affect leadership and wellness.
So let's talk about that a little bit more because I love how you arrived at that. Because if I think about stress and time management, it is so much about our flows of energy and like how we feel. So I would really like to talk a little bit about more of the basics of energy before we dive in even further. And Gretchen would normally post up a slide with a quadrant with four different areas of energy. And I will make sure that I post that up with the podcast as well up on the website, which is www.jobsteam.us for you listeners who would like to see this. But as you have created kind of this flow, you ended up with four quadrants of energy. So can you talk about those wellsprings?
Sure, absolutely. So there's probably more than four. And people would break this and organize it differently depending. But for simplicity, we decided to kind of focus in on four based on the research. I mean, this isn't new information. It's just the way that we kind of compiled and put it together. So when you think about where are the sources of energy, where can I increase my energy or not optimize my energy, you can think about your wellness in these different areas. So you can think about in the physical, so in your body. These are things that are fueled by what you would think of: sleep, nutrition, exercise,
running that mile,
rest. So those would all fall under that bucket. Then there is the wellspring of the mind. So this bucket of where am I getting energy or losing energy in terms of how present am I? How focused am I? What am I thinking about? Do I have kind of control over my thought process? And how are my thoughts affecting my feelings and my behavior? So you have mind, you have body. Then we think about a third one, which is emotion. So what are my positive feelings? Do I have awareness of my emotion? How is my emotion affecting my relationships and how I show up in the world? And then we have the bucket of spirit. And that can just be where you find meaning and purpose. So when you think of a person, there's a holistic view of a person. There's all these buckets. And each of those areas is an area that we can start thinking about ourselves and recognizing behaviors and habits that may be contributing great energy or depleting energy.
Yes. So you just perfectly said it, right? Energy can fuel us or it can deplete us, like depending on what we're doing. So when we think of it as that fuel that propels us through time, what else do you think that we should keep in mind about energy?
Okay, energy specifically. While it's inconsistent, there's limits to how much time you have. You can't really control that. There's a ton of external things going on in your life that you can't control. Energy is the one area that you have a little bit more control over, but not in the way you might think.
Mm.
You can't tell your energy what to do. You can do the dance with your natural rhythms of energy.
I love that.
So we're recording in Michigan. We've just had a lot of snow.
Yes.
A ton of snow. And the other day I was shoveling the driveway and it kind of made me think about energy because I knew we were going to be talking about this. When you're shoveling a driveway, when you push the snow, you have to leave margin on the shovel because as you're pushing snow to the edge of the driveway, it's scooping up more snow and fills out the shovel. So if you start too much, you're going to be collecting too much snow before you get to the end of the driveway. And so you have to kind of start in the middle of the shovel so the snow can spread out. You need margin. Otherwise, the shovel gets too heavy. You can't lift it.
You can leave those annoying lines on the driveway where you have to go back anyway.
You got to go back. It's just a mess. So you need margin. And it made me think so much about energy of like, we want to add more. We want to be busy. And we just want to grind through it. And we think that through the grind is what builds our capacity over time to take on more, when really it ultimately has the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to burnout.
Yeah.
And so energy is something we can work with and optimize, but we have to work within the natural rhythm of energy, which is counterintuitive because it means things like, in order to have more energy, sometimes I have to rest.
I love that. And I'm just going to like interrupt right here real quick because that is a concept that I feel like a lot of our listening audience knows this, but I moonlight as a yoga instructor.
Yes.
And that is a concept that I talk about all of the time because there's this idea that, and I talk about it in like a resiliency sense. There's this idea that resiliency means that you just power through like the energy bunny all of the time. And that is not what resiliency is because that, like you said, that creates burnout. Maybe it takes a really, really long time, but you might end up in a really, really big burnout when you do that. Whereas resiliency or energy management is more about taking time to rest and recharge your batteries and know what it is that you do. What are the habits that you have? how do you unplug and just set time aside to recharge and to power up that energy again?
Yeah. What you say, Faye, reminds me so much about our stress response system. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of the same theory, right? You think like, oh, if I add more stress in my life, my stress response system, the physicality of my stress response system will become stronger. I'll be able to handle more. But we know that there's wear and tear that happens. Mm-hmm. And so the more that people are exposed to chronic levels of stress, which, let's be honest, we all have in the last 2 years, just like intense levels of stress, that actually wears down the capacity to handle stress. And so that's why you're seeing people being triggered more easily, mm-hmm. more frequently, mm-hmm. because it happens quicker, those stress triggers. So the idea of energy is to help kind of balance that out. And it's not about doing more and pushing through. It's about managing this inconsistent rhythm of energy. So, and I always say this wrong. The ultradian.
I think that's right. That's
think,
how I say it,
you'd
ultradian.
You think I could pronounce it correctly after 5 years, but the performance rhythm, and that's that energy levels go up and down. And so once we kind of know our natural rhythms of energy, we can start to build habits that optimize the energy in those various buckets that we just talked about. I know we're going to talk more about habits later of how you can create those physically, mentally, emotionally,
we'll
and spiritually.
We'll have a whole separate
okay.
episode
I know,
that.
I'm trying to hold back. I'm trying to hold
it's gonna
back.
It's going
to
be great. No, yeah. But it's great. I love how you're setting this up. So we just touched on it a little bit, right? Those energy crises. What are some responses that people encounter when they go into that stress response and that energy crisis? What do people do?
I mean,
how does that show up?
So many, and it's different for every person. I think that's a great question for your listening audience. And that's why this topic is so important. How do I know when I'm approaching or in an energy crisis? Mm-hmm. And what do I tend to do in those moments? That is going to vary on the individual. What we often see and hear are those quick fixes. It sounds like this. Oh, my word. Here I am again. I got to get my life together. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do all the things right now. And I'm going to hit it hard. And I'm going to just do all the things I know I should be doing to be healthy.
I'm going to fix it.
And so people get really excited about that, try to do all the things. They do all the things for 7 days, and they're like, this isn't working. I give up.
I'm more tired than when I started.
I'm going back. Or we see people just getting really in the habit of the cycle of run fast, crash, run fast, crash. And that becomes the norm. And you know what this feels like. I mean, so many people in these past couple of years have just been having to lead at such a fast pace that becomes so much the norm, that adrenaline rush becomes so much the norm, that almost when you finally have some breathing room, when you have some margin, it feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It feels weird. So we see that often as a sign of you're in the cycle of energy crisis, burnout, risk of burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just mentioned COVID, right? And mm-hmm. everyone's probably tired of talking about it, but it does need to be talked about because I feel like so many of the things you're saying feel so familiar to me, either personally or in stories that I've heard from talking with economic developers. And like the last 2 years haven't made things very easy mm-hmm. in terms of how do we unplug when your work is at home and your home is at work and you're working from home for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with that?
All the things. And I know that you and I have talked about this before, and you, I think, have even talked about it on this podcast. The technical problems and adaptive challenges. Mm-hmm. And so this relates to that in the sense of we feel a problem or a crisis and we want to get a technical solution to it. And energy is an adaptive situation. It requires checking in with yourself, an incredible amount of self-awareness, and then some experimentation with habits on how can you have, and we don't want to say good habits or bad habits. We don't need to label them in that type of way, but productive and unproductive.
Yep.
So what are productive habits that I have and can start creating to help with that energy management, which I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, we have to make an enormous amount of decisions for our teams and for our organizations with less precedence than we've ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? And so we have to tackle so many big problems right now. And to do that day after day after day, you start thinking like, I can never sleep. like forget about eating breakfast and journaling and going for, I mean, that sounds ridiculous when you have such a long to-do list.
When the basic need of sleep is like already lacking.
Right. The draw, the risk is to say, I'm going to keep plowing forward. When in reality, you can show up day after day more present, being more effective, thinking more creatively. If you pause for some times, it can be short. And we're going to talk about that later. These can be easy things. It doesn't have to be a life overhaul. How do I manage my energy? Because we need leaders showing up with some energy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay. I think that is a really good place for us to end
part
one of our podcast. And we'll pick up next time with it, with kind of that habit cycle. So to our listening audience, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with us. And I hope you join us next week for part two of our conversation about energy and habits.
Awesome. Thanks, Faye.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.